Clinton's two-day visit to the Saudi capital is aimed at forging a consensus between the U.S. and Arab Gulf states on how to deal with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's deadly crackdown on dissent. Saudi state television reports showed Clinton meeting King Abdullah and several top Saudi officials. Saudi Arabia fears the Syrian unrest could destabilize the region if it continues much longer and supports arming the country's opposition, a move the U.S. has not publicly endorsed. According to Dubai-based political analyst Abdullah Abdulkelik, the issue of adding more arms to the conflict will be a major sticking point during Clinton's visit.
There is a divide. I think the GCC are ready to do everything possible to stop the killing in Syria. But we also see that Washington is still a bit hesitant.
The Obama administration believes arming Syrian rebels would likely lead to civil war and also fears the weapons could fall into the hands of Islamic extremists. U.S.-Saudi relations were strained last year over disagreements on how to handle regional uprisings. That discord has since subsided. On Saturday, Clinton is scheduled to launch a new strategic forum between the United States and the Gulf Cooperation Council, a political and economic union of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Bahrain, and Oman. The purpose of the initiative is to boost U.S.-GCC cooperation in a number of fields and comes amid rising worries over Syria's Shiite ally, Iran. Abdulkelik says it's wise for the United States to strengthen its relations with Gulf states, considering the current political climate in the Middle East.
There is a vacuum in the region, and the only states that are more or less working together as a group, that have the resources and have the leadership, are the GCC states.
After leaving Riyadh, Clinton is scheduled to travel to Istanbul to participate in a Friends of Syria meeting, where diplomats from Western and Arab nations hope to boost opposition to Mr. Assad. The conference comes after Mr. Assad announced this week that he would accept a six-point peace plan put forward by UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan. Mr. Annan on Friday urged swift enactment of the plan. Clinton said Mr. Assad's words were a positive initial step, but she remained skeptical.
Given Assad's history of overpromising and under-delivering, that commitment must now be matched by immediate actions. We will judge Assad's sincerity and seriousness by what he does, not by what he says. If he is ready to bring this dark chapter in Syria's history to a close, he can prove it by immediately ordering regime forces to stop firing and begin withdrawing from populated areas.
Rights groups say fresh fighting between soldiers and rebel fighters erupted in the northern Idlib province on Friday. According to the United Nations, more than 9,000 people have been killed since unrest in Syria began over a year ago. Philip Walter Wellman for VOA News, Dubai.